down. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pray you do the not God, because there's no way. See, you got to remember, if the person, if she shows forms of emotion, then that means that no matter where it goes, it's going to show some other forms of emotion. It's going to be whipped with emotion. That's what they're using to distract. Is that what's going to be utilized to whip them into submission?
Yes, sir.
Somebody sound like we're in a tunnel now.
That was that thing. I'm having so cold the way the cookie crumbles. I was walking to the garbage can.
Okay, but now that's why the only people that will be successful is the MCL mama that has been taught by the proper way.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So, any of the other MCL mama that you see coming up there, well, it won't work, no matter how hard you try, because that would be a contradiction of the statement that was laid down.
Yes, sir.
Sir,
she's out back.
My dad just said that he has a
yellow
carpet for the van. So when the brothers come, they can come and get the carpet, he said, because he don't want it to rain on it.
Well, it still can be canceled.
Okay. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, about the carpet for the van, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because, you know, that's why I told Brother Anselm about the so-called Momo.
Yes, sir.
But not to fix that little car out there for her to be running around bringing them evil vibrations back to the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm the one that told him not to fix that. I'm putting this on the tape, so I want that to be put down there on the tape. Because it would only add to her downfall, and we don't want to add to the particular downfall until the break, the time that it breaks itself away.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Because that's the only thing. Every time that somebody go way out there to that world and come back, remember, if you walk through the boundary of bowel movement, you're going to smell like bowel movement when you come back.
Yes, sir.
For that chaotic condition all by yourself, singly, with other weak persons, you're going to bring that back to the house, and it will have an effect on you, on your aura when it comes back to the house.
Yes, sir.
That's chemistry on the ether form.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's outside of your vision, in other words. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Aromatic.
Yeah. So therefore, you got to find out that is it in those thoughts that it makes, those thoughts that it receives, in the negative thoughts, when it brings it, when it comes into that dormant, that it's going to have an effect on the people around you in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If I sit in that room back there, if I go back to that room and I sit in that room back there and I take me some form of any type of narcotics, and I'm sitting back there ding-a-donging and playing with myself, looking at this, so you'll be able to feel it out there. Where is where you're at?
Yes, sir. I noticed that. I ran into a sister that was under the influence of that white rock, and I felt her buzz.
Yes, sir.
I can tell because I've been around the sister. But anyway, I was going to say, the man that was here about the telephone, the service has already been turned on. The telephone itself may not be working, and he said he doesn't deal with the phone inside. He's just the wire man outside.
Well, then don't let it be known that it's on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You understand? If you're going to be let it know, I wouldn't better answer the so-called Momo and them. I'd better answer the so-called Edium command. Tell them about it so that they can get rid of it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we're not going to give it a levitation into the dwellings to bring in filth.
Yes, sir.
And that's all that you're going to bring in is filth.
Yes, sir.
Everything is for the nation of Islam and for our people, not for each in the single vision.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what Surah 9 is talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
That Allah God in the person of Master Wasi Farah Muhammad moved our sisters to study yesterday.
Surah
9 verses 113 through 122 talks about how the individual comfort is unimportant when it comes to the cause of the prophet. And when the prophet summons one to do something, you have to put that human weakness aside. And Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad of this day and time will bless you with his grace to overcome those small frailties and stuff.
That's right. Now that's the key to the whole thing. Even though you know those weaknesses is there.
Yes, sir.
You still don't let that rule, what Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad has spent to the most honorable life under saying, and then he takes that away from you.
Yes, sir.
You understand? You can't take it away from yourself.
That's right.
When you lay down, you dream about it.
Yes, sir.
But you need his blessing and his grace to take it away from you.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, it makes you a knower in that particular manner in the first place.
That's right.
So what Egypt, to know yourself is to know others. And when he makes you know that, you know when you're laying back and you have these thoughts, you know that the other person over there too is having those thoughts, whether the person admit to it or not.
Yes, sir.
You understand? You don't come straight in. It's very few people just come straight in and drop it in. If they do come straight in and drop it in, entirely submit to the will of God, the thoughts are still there. They just have to submit to the physical point of submitting, but they haven't got that astrological point of submitting still.
Yes, sir.
Because it's mathematics.
Yes, sir, and that's just
what it is. That's why it says it's called mathematical tuning.
Yes, sir.
And if I drop a golf ball or a bowling ball on your toe, I can look at you and what that and I drop one on mine, and you can, I know how you feel about the one I dropped on mine.
Yes, sir.
You understand, but if I have never dropped a bowling ball on my foot, I can never tell you, but I know how you feel because that would be improper.
Yes, sir.
So the mathematical tuning is when you were left from what you were doing and the process that you went through that allowed down the person back to work, you remember, took you through leaving that stuff behind you, weed or whatever it is, or long wee-wees or whatever it is. Yes. Well, no, the same person is the same way too, whether it be about a candy bar or it be about a vehicle or it be about the short person.
Yes, sir.
It's still the same particular principle. It's no different.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
That a person might want a car personally to themselves.
Yes, sir.
You know, or it might want to, well, I don't want you to not, because see, this is the way, when you know that you have reached a good plane, is when you got dresses lined up in the room and you got panties or your underclothes is lined up, and then you say, well, look, I'm going to wear these, everybody's panty clothes, and you say, they're supposed to fit everybody. It's supposed to be, if you got a pair of panties, the other person got a pair of panties or a pair of drawers. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So you have a cabinet with all the clean clothes in it. You understand what I'm saying? No matter what it is, they say, well, sister, we all got our clean clothes in here. That'll make all of you work together to keep them all clean, isn't it true?
Yes, sir.
That's where we're trying to get to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but when you got one hiding some panties off in the other car, come back, don't want to let you see the holes in them from them digging in it or something or whatever, I don't know. But wherever it is, it's got to be a family affair. Mm-hmm. If I got one pair of dirty panties or dirty underwear, underclothing, then the job is not up to par. Somebody's not, we're not doing our job.
Yes, sir.
One person is being that we are all not doing our job.
That's right, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Say that person did it because if that person was laxing and didn't do it, but we just all get together and do it. And then pretty soon by covering up that person's so-called fault, you'll find out that person won't have that fault.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
That was on time.
Thank you. That was very much needed. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's what it was on the Black Mama said. The Holy Quran, and Muhammad 1400 years ago, made a piece of blessed philosophy be upon him and successor says that to cover your brother's fault, Allah God and the person of Master Brother Jesus Muhammad will cover your fault because that fault that you thought you in his brother is in you.
Yes, sir.
No matter what it is, maybe not in the candy bar form, but maybe in the skirt form. Maybe not in the skirt form, but maybe in the poop form by your poop by people when they're sitting by him and they're listening to something. So then it might be covered in. Then you find other people feel shame and go and poop somewhere else and then come back.
Yes, sir.
Using that as a, because since we're in the house of the cycles, I just use that as a cycle hypothetical reasonability.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So that's why, that's the way we do. We seek to cover each other's faults.
Yes,
that
sir.
We think is faults. But it's no such thing as faults. It's just the mathematical laws of everything, governing everything.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Then we can function. So by we knowing this, by being a knower, and things jump up and start seeing like it wants to be a complete next, start jumping up and being waves, then you say, well, wow, you know, I know what that is. That's probably the waste matter, or we have to learn to deal with that particular waste matter at that particular time, because you got to remember this here. We're concerned more so with the answers that was being raised. See, we can't keep going back to scratch one.
That's right.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying? We don't want, the best thing that I can tell a person when they're trying to come up to be a part of the answers right there from that world out there is to go down to the temple and get the X and be most dedicated and hard driving this person down there.
Yes, sir.
But right now, we got other things up here to do. We got to put the brain together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Everybody's not meant to be the brain. The body stores on the brain is being thrown off.
Yes, sir.
So when we see it happening, we don't look down on them, we don't bite our tongue about it, but we know what's happening, so we smile at it. It doesn't affect us when the person goes out in that particular way. You know, but you gave it a fighting ability in the first place. You did. It's only required that you give 1% justice in the first place in the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
But we the Noahs, go further and give 10% justice.
Yes, sir.
So just to hear a take by the messenger is 75 or to 165 degrees of blessing.
Yes, sir, that's true.
You know?
Yes, sir.
You talk to a person and know what the cause is about and then bring it down to the person and the satisfactory point of understanding and then it begins to drift. Well, you've done your part. You've relieved the pressure. It could be no curse can come upon you.
From the world.
Yeah.
And they're under her so-called husband is up under Al-Islam.
Al-Islam, yeah.
Yeah, and so anyway, she was saying that for us to say Allah God came in the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, that's associating partners with Allah. And I didn't know how.
Okay, we got to write that some of this time for me to go back up.
Aw, man.
That is right. I'm a man. You write that to me, okay?
Yes, sir. I will do that.
Okay. Now get that band straight down out there and everything so y'all function as a family. Y'all right there. That's together.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. I love you. And I'm all in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, love you. And don't worry about a thing.
And we love you, too.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Love the child.
Well, so Jadalahu.
Don't hang up.
The preceding was a conversation held with the Mystery Letter J Man in the year of our Lord and Host, 1993, date being February 25th. All praises to Allah, God who came in the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Rasulallah, Alhamdulillah, and wherever thankful to Allah for answering, oh Muhammad, the select one, the remote control unit here in our midst today, under the name of the Mystery Letter J. So Jadalahu.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just said that because I told people when you see me talking on the, you know I'm talking on the phone, sometimes you have to just reach and hit the button because I'm going to keep on talking.
Yes, sir.
But every, no matter who gets on the phone, it could be a little bit sometimes and I'd be talking. And I said, well, wait a minute. And then there was, somebody has to reach and hit the phone.
Yes, sir.
I mean, because, see, I'm interested in talking. I like talking and I like giving knowledge.
Yes, sir.
And one thing about it, I said that we will open our ways in this way. We open this in the name of Allah, God, who came in the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad, in the name of this last and greatest apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the most holy names of Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Sajalahu.
Sajalahu, sir.
This is one thing, you know, you got to take this under consideration that Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad has blessed us with peoples who care about us more than we care about ourselves. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And when someone comes and you know behind a shadow of a doubt that he cares for us, we should be thankful for that.
That's right.
Never turn our backs or even have thoughts in our heads that if we need thoughts step up in our heads, when I turn our backs on someone to care for us, we would know automatically that those are foolish thoughts because we need someone to care for us because we have been led astray and we don't know how to care for ourselves right now. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
We're learning. Allah God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad is learning us. And filling us with his Holy Spirit, him and his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so that we will know who we are and how to do that ourselves. But he first has to fill us with it, and when we get filled, we are him.
Yes, sir.
Or them, or however you want to put it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise indeed to Allah. See, I would like to know, maybe, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad should have blessed us, or blessed me, if someone would come and they knew that I was going in the wrong direction, and they built a campfire around me, or we have built a fence so that I wouldn't go in the wrong direction, I could never look back or look down on that person for doing that if that person knew what he was doing was right.
That's right, yes, sir.
And two,
yes,
for me to look down on a person that was trying to save my life, well, then I know behind the shadow of doubt, I didn't know how to save my life because when I would look up, I'd be in some foolishness.
Yes, sir.
And then someone come and try to teach me against that foolishness, and I know that that's foolishness that I'm into, and I look at that someone that's trying to teach me against that foolishness, and trying to raise me above that foolishness state, when I look at him with that evil eye, as if damn that son of a gun, then you know Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad is doing that magnification to let you know the idiocy of that.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
You know, because you want to know how ignorant that thing, he wants you to know how ignorant and shameful that way is.
That's right, yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Then you are knowing when you're looking at it, you say, wow, because we all came to that same particular form.
That's right.
You know, and secretly tried to hold on to something that was no good to us. And you see, your Islam, this knowledge here, this wisdom is designed to tackle the fight that you try to give to it through that other product of your environment of the mind.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, that mind of the Western European culture that's in us, it tries to come against that new knowledge, and it only makes you look more ignorant.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, that's what this knowledge is designed for, to manifest that you are ignorant, that lesser degree of knowledge is ignorant of this supreme degree of knowledge. So all praise is due to Allah God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad. Is there another brother there?
No, sir. He's in the shop, in the bathroom.
Okay, well, that other brother, did you explain to the I said for him to go down to the nation and to marry one of the sisters down at the nation?
I didn't hear that part. Yes, I heard about the nation part.